launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are there for you. In fact, you can create the content on the site. Everything that you see, those numbered items on the front page, those were all put there by listeners just like you. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with the rest of our listeners, you can do that by submitting it as show prep over at freetalklive.com and then voting on the stuff you like and voting down the stuff you don't like. Most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So last hour I teased some news, and then also Michelle's going to talk to us about etiquette here in a bit. But I wanted to talk about a study that's been done that basically verifies something we've been saying on this show for a long time, and that is people like Rick Santorum, who I heard has dropped out of the presidential race.
He has.
Rick Santorum, who
touch that bullet.
speak out against things like homosexuality, are probably actually repressing their own homosexual feelings. And
don't know who's who, right? But certainly people that make the biggest deal about it are probably the most likely.
It seems like it. That's what all the evidence points to.
As Shakespeare said, he does protest too much.
And according to the New York Daily News, there's a study that's been done and published to be published this month in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, suggests that homophobes develop such anti-gay attitudes after repressing their own same-sex desires.
The problem with the term homophobe is that it's slippery and it can mean anybody. It can mean what anybody wants it to mean. A homophobe is a person who is, you know, like really upset about the idea of people being gay.
By definition, would be someone who's afraid of
being gay. You know, many people would say, I'm not afraid, I just don't want them around me, or whatever. And some people who disagree with, you know, their definition would say, oh, well, you know, if you don't agree with everything on the liberal gay agenda, whatever that is, not just the gay agenda, but the liberal gay agenda, then, you know, you're a homophobe. So
I would not think that my own father was gay or had a propensity to be gay or anything. However, I would definitely have called him homophobic. In fact, I remember him telling me that we couldn't look at a particular house because the men that lived there were queer. And I was only 7 years old, and I asked him what that meant. Mm-hmm. And he was living in Laguna Beach, California at the time, and I was visiting him from Oregon. And he said, well, that means that they like little boys. I know. Isn't that terrible? He also told me that if I ever hooked up with a black man, that I have black and white polka dotted babies. So, I mean, he's messed up.
How about Arabs?
I know. That's what I said. Milk chocolate.
That's just it. I mean, you don't know when someone is being homophobic if they actually have these repressed feelings. But I think that the study here is going to suggest that they might actually. And the reason why they're so afraid to be around them is because they're worried they might put a penis in their mouth or something like that. Or they'd be tempted to. And they're worried about, you know, what they're going to think or what they might do if they spent too much time alone with a gay man or whatever.
Right. Well, one thing, what I was going to say, though, about my dad that's interesting is I've never heard him say that another man was good looking either. Like any sort of compliment, like, oh, that guy, except for one man who he called him a stallion stud, which I thought was kind of interesting. And that was the Eric Dickerson, I believe, who was a football player. And he used to run like, you know, the wind or whatever. And I thought, wow. And I remember being just a sassy 16-year-old at the time thinking, ha, my dad thinks a black guy's a stallion stud. He wants him. So I mean,
why he doesn't say things like
exactly,
that, right?
Exactly. Maybe so.
So let's get to the detail here. According to Netta Weinstein, the study's lead author, she says individuals who identify as straight, but in psychological tests show a strong attraction to the same sex, may be threatened by gays and lesbians.
I wonder what the psychological tests are that would show what your attraction to the opposite sex
is. Good question.
Because you would think that people that would be homophobic would probably fall for the, do you secretly like gay guys? Question, you know?
Yeah, and would they likely, if showed an inkblot test, would they be likely to say, that's a man's penis?
Right, it doesn't seem likely.
So she says that they may be threatened by gays and lesbians because homosexuals remind them of similar tendencies within themselves. Four experiments went into the study, each involving about 160 college students in the U.S. and Germany. Researchers measured students' implicit and explicit sexual orientations by their responses in a split-second time task, in which they were shown words and pictures on a computer screen and asked to label each as gay or straight, and then gauge their reactions.
Okay.
They also answered questions about their upbringing and their families and filled out questionnaires to assess their homophobia. In addition to showing...
So the pictures would be gay or straight?
Words and pictures.
Words and pictures. All right.
In addition to showing that homophobic participants were attracted to members of the same sex, findings showed that homophobic attitudes
tended to be attracted to the members of the same sex.
Get this, were most common in those who had been raised by authoritarian parents. Students who had grown up with supportive and accepting parents were more in touch with their implicit sexual orientation. Homophobic attitudes most common in those who had been raised by authoritarian parents.
Interesting.
In a predominantly heterosexual society, know thyself can be a challenge for many gay individuals, said the authors of the study, according to Science Daily. But in controlling and homophobic homes, embracing a minority sexual orientation can be terrifying. The study could also shed light on high-profile cases of anti-gay political figures caught engaging in same-sex acts, like the International Business Times reporting on Ted Haggard and Glenn Murphy Jr. We mentioned Ted Haggard earlier, the pastor of a huge, like a mega church, as they call it, out in Colorado, I believe it was, caught with literally...
His pants down.
Yeah, with a male prostitute and drugs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on one hand saying drugs are bad and homosexuality is bad, and then on the other hand doing them both as often as he could possibly get away with behind his wife's back.
Well, isn't that how we come up with things like the pot calling the kettle black and things like that? I mean,
sure.
It's, you know, so common to us to be judged, and us, you know, humans, to be judgmental and everything. And, you know, I think that that's part of the human experience is to guard against your more base instinct and instead, you know, use your character and your neocortex to make different choices and different decisions. And that includes not being a judgmental. You know, can I say P-R-I-C-K word?
Or yes.
No? Oh. Yeah,
know,
a judgmental prick.
What will often happen is when people repress desires that they have, that you get a perversion inside of it, too. Mm-hmm. So you get this, what would be otherwise a small desire in some people would, you know, then gets perverted and weird in the process.
Right. If they weren't repressing it, maybe it would be more of a healthier version of that.
I've heard studies that, that mental illness tends to diminish where... people where prostitution's legal, and you know it just makes you wonder.
1-855-450-FREE is the toll free number here, and I think it's particularly revealing that those raised in authoritarian households are more likely to show homophobic attitudes, even though they're attracted to members of the same sex, because they don't want to upset dad. Or mom, or whoever the authoritarian parents, if they're in this household, they're being told something about homosexuality by their dad or mom, who've also repressed their own tendencies. And so in order to avoid punishment for possibly showing some of those tendencies, the children repress them even further, and then as a result turn into Rick Santorum.
I was talking to my eldest child about this the other day, actually. She's in musical theater, and there is a large percentage of her friends are gay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, Aziz and I were having the conversation about whether, you know, the nature versus nurture. And the fact is in the United States, with the puritanical, ideology, the pendulum really swung to where this is one of the most perverse nations, actually.
I thought you were going to tell us why gay men want to dance and cut hair.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. In moments, this is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We invite you there to experience the various different features that we have waiting for you. And the website, And its features are brought to you by some of our great advertisers like SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you need some help in the areas, accounts receivable, collections, those kind of things, SACL CAI can handle it for you. Whatever your business might be, you probably didn't get into that business in order to do paperwork. SACL CAI does it for you. They do it well. They do it in a way that will help you keep your customers, retain them. Just go to freetalklive.com, check out their banners, the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL, C-A-I.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your phone calls about whatever you want. We were talking about people repressing their homosexuality and that turning into homophobia. And, of course, Rick Santorum is a perfect example of this, where Derek J., who used to normally host on Tuesday nights with us, unfortunately is unable to due to court restrictions, bail conditions. He just can't physically be here. Thank you, Michelle, for coming in and sitting in.
My pleasure to sit in for him. I love Derek J.
But it was Derek J. who, you know, he's got some pretty attuned gaydar, and it was...
So he claims. That is a claim.
I believe that he does.
You are just
really?
So obstinate.
I don't
tonight. Just sit there and be quiet.
That somebody, just because they're gay, necessarily has better gaydar than another
person. I
didn't
say it was just because he was gay. I'm just saying he's got good gaydar.
Okay.
And it was at the visit of the Rick Santorum when he came to town, and we came out to sing some songs, some anti-drug war songs, because he's a crazy drug warrior as well as being homophobic.
Right.
We came out to sing some songs to him and tried to corner him with some video cameras and ask him if he Googled himself. And if you look for Santorum Googled himself on YouTube, you'll probably find that video. But there's a point where he was coming out of the event that he was attending with his entourage, and one of them looked like a gay, like... Derek's gaydar went off with one of the guys in his entourage, and this guy climbs in the back seat of his car, like right behind where Rick would be sitting. And Derek believes that this is like his gay, accomplice, essentially, that he kind of travels around with this guy and does who knows what with him, you know, when his wife isn't around. And I just thought, it was really interesting because many have suggested that this Santorum character is one of these guys who, on one hand, says a lot of things that are very anti-gay, but on the other hand, might, in point of fact, actually be gay. I mean, look at the sweater vest.
I don't know that means anything. But I think
you don't think?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not interested. I think it means nothing. I think that politicians tend to do things that will screw them. And I think it's very interesting, what is the personality type that would necessarily do this? You would think...
It would run around with a gay guy?
Well, or let's take Edwards, because we know what happened with him.
He was cheating, right?
Yeah, he was cheating on his wife with cancer or whatever, and just the whole story.
He wasn't cheating on her with cancer. She had cancer, and he was cheating on her.
Okay. You didn't like where I inserted
cancer.
Yeah.
You didn't like where I inserted my comma in that sentence?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So, you don't think you're going to get caught. You don't, or the sheriff that kicked to the side his gay lover when he decided to run for, what was it, Senate or something in Arizona, Ian? I don't remember the
It gets
County
worse,
sheriff.
Though, with Santorum, because although I did not attend that morning's event in Keene, I instead went to one, not instead, but I went to one later that afternoon in Dublin, if you recall, where he was speaking at the Dublin School, and I managed to get in the last question. And I asked him about being a warmonger and how that reconciled with his faith in Matthew chapter 5. But in any case, the reason I was able to get that question in, even though, I essentially had to interrupt someone in order to do it, was because a student for the third time that day had asked him a question about gays. The first question that was posed to him after his, 10, 15, 20 minute, spiel or whatever, when it was a question time by the audience, was about gays in the military. And the second, then someone asked another question, one of the people that was put in the audience, you could tell that he had some plants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then another question posed by a student was regarding gays and marriage. Those two might have been interchanged. But in any case, military, marriage, and then still not satisfied, another student, Anna from Mexico, it was the last question, and she was not satisfied with the answers that he had given, and so she wanted him to continue. And what he had said when he was asked the second question was, I've already answered the question about gays. I'm not going to do it again. And then, of course, and I was pretty confident that he was going to say that again, which was what gave me the opening to say, how about being a warmonger? Point is he was very adamant that gays don't have rights. So if he fundamentally does not believe that they are granted rights as to marry and to do other things. Because
what, God hates them?
Well, Catholicism is really ingrained within him. So I imagine for him, if he were to come out and acknowledge that he was gay, he would be giving up the sacrament of marriage and these things that he, are core values for him. As far as gays in the military, I thought it was interesting. He said that it is a privilege to serve in the military, but it is everyone's requirement to pay.
Interesting.
I know, right?
It's a privilege to serve, but everyone's requirement to pay.
So he does do gay bashing.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure he does.
The gays are after him for some reason, and they didn't come up with his, they didn't make up his name Santorum to mean a frothy mixture of whatever. Look it up on Google.
Just Google Santorum.
Yeah, just Google Santorum and you'll find it.
It was actually Dan Savage that came up with that, who is a gay columnist, yeah. Sex columnist.
Something like that. And you know, they Google bombed him, and they didn't do it for no reason at all, I would suspect.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, I think there's much else to say about that, but if you like to talk about it, maybe you at one point were somebody who was repressing your homosexuality or whatever tendencies you might have had toward that, and you were very, very anti-gay, and you changed how you approached it and became more open. How did that affect your life? What did that do for you? Because I imagine it could be very freeing.
I used to be anti-gay marriage at one point in my life, and I don't know how long it's been, but it's been some time. And I remember where I was when I heard Lionel, who was a talk show host at the time, say...
Great talk show host.
Yeah, I like
him. He has his own YouTube channel now. Highly recommend it.
He said, the Declaration of Independence says... And at the time, I'm one of these Constitution worshippers out there. Mm-hmm. You got a set of rules. You go by the rules. He said that...
You're part of the nation.
The Declaration... Declaration of Independence says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yep. It sounds to me like those people are pursuing their happiness, and I don't know why the rest of us care.
That's what Lionel said?
Yeah, it's not verbatim by any stretch, but okay. And I had all the things out there. Well, marriage means marriage, so, whatever else this is. I think I was one of those people that said, was of the opinion... I don't remember exactly that, whatever, they can have whatever agreements they have, and those agreements could be whatever, but marriage means marriage.
So. Well, if the argument is that it comes from nature, then some people would say, well, then how can you take two straight people and get a gay person from that? And if it comes from nurture, then, there's something else. And quite frankly, I have yet to see, I've been around lots of gay people, and they've not contaminated me with their gayness. As so many people seem to think is going to happen.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Nah, that's not the case. 1-855-450-FREE. I was fooling around as a kid. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. You can go and take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
So coming up here in just about 2 months, just over 2 months, probably 8-9 weeks away, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be happening, the 2012 edition. It's hard to believe it's already here again. It's just an incredible event. It takes an entire week. Although, if you can't make it for the whole week, don't worry. Come up for a few days. It's worth it because you'd be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who understand what freedom's all about. It's put on by the Free State Project, which, if you've listened to the show before, you know, is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, all focusing their efforts, moving, and then focusing their activism efforts in one geographic location, and that location is New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a yearly, basically, party in the woods that they have. And there's going to be, I think, a lot more itinerary this time. There's going to be a lot more as far as, panel discussions,
speeches. Did you hear what there's not going to be?
No, I didn't hear.
Buzz's big gay dance party?
That's not true entirely. There is going to be a big gay dance party, but unfortunately Buzz's. Right. Buzz can't throw it due to a few financial issues, and she can't make it to Porkfest this year, etc.
So Neil Connor and Dale Everett have picked it up, right?
From Flaming Freedom. Yeah, so it's there's
they're gay too.
Right. Very, very much so, in case you hadn't guessed that. But yeah, it's going to be Flaming Freedom's big gay dance party,
yes,
as I understand it.
Yes.
So I don't know any of the other details at this point, but I can tell you that you went to the first big gay dance party. Right?
I painted the sign. I was the pole dancer.
I unfortunately slept through it. But
yeah,
this last one I went to, and you weren't at this last
one.
It was huge. It was incredibly fun. And so looking forward to seeing how Dale and Neil will kind of continue their tradition and take it in their own special direction.
I'm supposed to be on a panel there.
Really?
Talking about...
At the gay dance party or
no,
at
Porkfest? No, at Porkfest.
Oh, okay.
Talking about... Drum roll, please. Etiquette.
Oh, great. Well, and we're going to talk more about that in a moment. But there's a lot of different panels that are going to be happening. And musical acts. There's going to be a lot of bands.
Rebel Inc.
You've got the T-shirt on.
I do.
Tonight. And our very own JJ from Thursday Nights is putting all the bands together. So there's going to be a lot of entertainment. There's going to be partying. There's going to be a family zone with all kinds of family activities going on. So whether you're a couple or a family or single, this is a great event.
Something for everybody
to
there.
Attend. It's an absolute blast. So go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. I believe there's actually talks about maybe having an extra night of Free Talk Live from up there right now. We're going to do the whole week as we did last year.
Well, Free Talk Live is nightly, 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And how does one move from one place to another and get it all set up in that amount of time? And Stephanie, my Sunday night co-host, she's got to be there setting up for Free Aid, which is a basically an agorist ambulance service.
Mm-hmm.
There at the site, so they've got to be prepared, set up.
So you guys are talking about going up because it starts officially on Monday. The Porcupine Freedom Festival starts on Monday, June 18th. It goes through Sunday, the 24th. But you guys are talking about maybe going up on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not
17th.
Clear at this point as to what's going to happen.
There is that possibility. But either way, Free Talk Live is going to be live for every night of the official Porcupine Freedom Festival event, as we were last year. There's a karaoke event that goes on. There's the open mic thing that they do. It's just there's so much that happens. PORCFEST.com. And Michelle, you are coming this year, so that's exciting.
Yes.
Glad to finally have you come out because you couldn't make it last year, unfortunately. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here. Tonight, you're welcome to bring up what you want. And you wanted to talk about etiquette tonight, Michelle.
I did at the request of Derek J, actually.
Okay.
I put a question out there. Is there anything people are interested in hearing? And he's so sweet. He's like, yeah, let's talk about etiquette, Michelle.
Great. So what about it? Because there's a lot of different types of etiquette.
If you recall, since we're talking about definitions and things, a year ago or so, we went and saw Sucker Punch.
Oh, of course.
Remember
I recall that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there were about 10 of us, I think. And afterwards, we all went out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually talked about etiquette at lunch. I don't know if you recall, but...
I remember we went to Indian food, but I don't recall the conversation.
Yeah, so we did. We talked about etiquette and manners. And what I... We were in disagreement about its importance in relativism.
Well, I think it depends on what we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, there's some etiquette that's just silly. Like, I like my fork on the right because I'm right-handed.
Right.
Why don't I want the fork on the right?
Yeah. See, I don't happen to think of that as etiquette, actually.
Okay. What do you call that?
You said that there are lots of different uses of the word etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people, I think, would use that for... to describe what it is they're talking about. But
you think it's inappropriate to ask tell a bride congratulations?
As opposed to best wishes?
As opposed to best wishes. Nobody knows
wishes.
This. I mean, when they go on Facebook, I mean, you see congrats, congratulations. Nobody says best wishes at all.
Except me.
Interesting. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
I happen to know a lot about decorum and thing, or etiquette, in that if you use that as opposed to just, in terms of decorum and things. But my grandmother was kind of a stickler for manners.
Mm.
And I would use the word manners as opposed to etiquette to distinguish.
For table settings, you mean?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. To distinguish for the purpose of this conversation. And so she was very formal. She was English, and she just, had everything in its place and a place for everything, kind of. And I had a friend who was from Hawaii, and he was Korean, and he drank soup without a spoon. He just lifted up and drank from the bowl. So he was at the house, and we were sitting in the dining room and where we ate every meal, and he did that. And there was like a consomme in between two different appetizers and salads and our main course. And anyway, so he picked it up and he was sipping it, and my throat dropped into my stomach in a way I was scared to death, because if I did that when I was a kid, I would have been sent to the kiddie table or something. Uh-huh. But my grandmother, without even skipping a beat, picked up her bowl and started drinking from the bowl.
Oh, wow. That must have been a surprise.
And I was like, and I said nothing. But then afterwards, I was talking to her, and I said, Grandma, I'm so sorry, Danny. And she's like, oh, no, not at all. And I said, well, wait a second here. Why did you not correct him?
Why does that guy get a pass?
Exactly. And she told me, she said, honey, etiquette is for the purpose of making other people around you feel comfortable.
Hmm.
That's the real point of etiquette.
Makes sense.
Right. And so had she schooled
him... I've never heard that. I love that. That sounds great.
But had she schooled him and said, you're supposed to use your soup spoon, blah, 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 and drink from the outside of the bowl, tipping the bowl away from you, using your thumb and index finger.
The outside of the bowl. I can't tell you how many times I had that conversation with my grandmother. You're supposed to take a soup spoon and scoop out.
Scoop.
Well,
fine. Ladle? Do you ladle?
That way. I mean, you scoop soup, but whatever. And why? 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 I guess
someone decided at some point.
It has something to do with the drip coming from one way or the other. It makes the drip.
Right. If you pick up the bowl and drink from it, you're not going to drip anything. It's going to be a much cleaner way to drip. And besides,
you're going to get more soup from my grandmother, I can tell you that.
Once you get down to the bottom of a bowl, even if you're using a spoon, you can't spoon the whole thing out. So picking up and drinking from it, I don't see what's wrong with that.
But
that's how etiquette was always presented to me, was that these are the rules and you have to follow them. It wasn't like, do this because it makes people comfortable.
Right.
It was just arbitrary rules. Ms. Right. Manners or whoever she
right.
is.
Emily Post. Well, so some interesting things about etiquette have to do with spreading the message of liberty, how it's delivered, and libertarianism.
Etiquette and liberty. Well,
yes.
I would like to hear you tell me more about that here in a moment. More with Michelle about etiquette and your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. And maybe you can tell us some of the more absurd, because there's certainly no shortage of them, absurd examples of so-called etiquette or perhaps manners. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple, that you can support us by sending in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum podcast, which doesn't have the regular recorded podcast ads. So there's some perks involved, and you'll help us market the show and spread on to more new radio stations. Announced a new station today that is coming on board for Saturday, so we'll talk more about them on Saturday nights. But once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up and get access to all the perks. So all the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Michelle is with us. She's talking about etiquette and why it's important. And I thought it was interesting what you said before, that the reason for etiquette is to make others feel comfortable, not to have some arbitrary set of rules right. That is forced upon everyone. And I thought that was an interesting perspective. It's one that I've never heard before. Etiquette
you
was always...
You heard it a year ago when we were at lunch.
I don't remember it. So when I was being brought up, it was just this arbitrary, it just seemed like an arbitrary set of rules that somebody at some point in the past decided was the way things ought to be and that everybody must be forced to abide by it. Otherwise, they'll be considered to be a slob or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you gave a great example of how when you were younger, you were at a table with some visiting people from another place. And
another nation.
Yeah. One of the guys was drinking
terrorists,
from his bowl.
We call them.
Right.
And your grandmother picked up her bowl and she started drinking from it and surprised you. And that's when she explained.
The heck out of me.
That's when she explained to you what the reason for etiquette was. Yeah. So she didn't want to make her guests uncomfortable. So she did when in Rome or whatever.
Do you know that is how the fork ended up on the left?
Because of Rome?
No, because there was a visiting dignitary, and she was left-handed.
And, really?
Yes, really. And Red Book Magazine or McCall's, I can't remember which one it was. It was either Red Book or McCall's, did a photo of the White House dinner table, and it happened to be that the fork was on the left-hand side.
Because of that instance?
Yes.
Ludicrous.
How the White House sets etiquette, how you know, women will look at the dressing of the First Lady, and people care.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they obviously shouldn't dress in a slovenly fashion, but
I'm surprised that the White House was the originator of that. I mean, I figured etiquette went on before that. I thought these rules came before, you know, the White House.
Well, there are different rules in different, communities and things.
So
and
the fork used to be on the right before that?
Yes,
saying?
And the idea with the forks is how you have your fish fork, your appetizer fork, your salad fork, your dinner fork, your, you know,
that
all
that drives me crazy.
I love it. You just start at the
outside.
You start at the outside
and
work your way in, yeah.
One fork's enough, thanks. We don't need to go crazy with the dishes here.
No, then you get... but see, if you're having that kind of table setting, you're not doing your own dishes.
Right.
You know, so, you know, whatever. But, okay, so to the etiquette thing. Etiquette.
I don't think I want the same fork for my cheesecake as I had for my,
When you came to my house, you did not use the same fork for your pumpkin ginger cheesecake as you did for your...
Generally, you would not do that.
In any case, I'm not really talking about table manners and things. I'm talking more about how you market and package your message. And I've been in these conversations lately on Facebook with some people within the libertarian community, and we're trying to like fine tune things, you know. And this one guy, Josh, said something to the effect of he can say whatever he wants, however he wants to, because he's free.
You can.
Right. So all things all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. Mm-hmm. And so to me, the idea of etiquette and liberty is how you are packaging the message that you're presenting to other people. And sometimes it's best done if you consider your audience and the people with whom you're associating. Now, something that I did recently in the last few days was I posted a message that by my son, and I took some literary license and I ascribed to him a phrase which was not true, and then I immediately, you know, said, oh, I don't think that was him that said it. I think it was maybe me, and I was definitely being provocative. I was not meaning to offend anyone at all. I was being sassy, and for those that know Sass Lab, I'm sassy. Mm-hmm. So, but I wasn't meaning to hurt anyone's feelings. And there were like 115 comments and things. And Jason Talley, who is a friend of mine, and you guys, he sits in. I don't know which night he's here, but
on occasion to fill in. Talley.tv. It's his website.
Yeah. Well, I've known Jason longer than I've known anyone here in the community, and it's been about 3 years, I think, now. But in any case, he was offended by the phrase I used. Mm-hmm. And he thought that it was beneath me, beneath my son. And I had a few exchanges with him clarifying, well, you know, something. But I ended up taking down the post. Not because I had to. There were some really good things on there, you know, and interesting comments and things. But because me exercising the liberty of saying... you know, not tussie, but the one that starts with the P.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and calling people that or whatever, my freedom and liberty to do that, in my estimation, it's not worth hurting my friend's feelings or offending him and making it, you know, difficult for us to continue forth with dialogue.
Hmm.
So better to just exercise self-government and retract that and restrain some of my liberties so that I can make the person who I care about to feel more comfortable.
Well, I tend to think that that's usually a good approach, but I think in some cases you've got to stand firm with your principles, right? So, like, you mentioned Derek Jay brought up etiquette as an example here, and one of the forms of activism that Derek Jay and I have involved ourselves in that is not particularly popular amongst the activist community is school outreach. And at a recent school outreach event a couple months back, there was a crossing guard that Derek Jay was videotaping. Have you seen this video?
Nope. Okay. I was in Florida. And
if you go and search Free Keen for Crossing Guard, it'll come up. And
I've heard a lot about it.
Right. He was shooting. Right. So he was shooting video of B-roll and just kind of recording things as he was doing his preparing to do some school outreach after school, the local middle school, when the elderly crossing guard shouted at him upon noticing that she was being video recorded, and then proceeded to approach him and attack him physically.
Swatted him with her stop sign, right?
She actually kind of touched him with the stop sign and then hit his camera with her hand. And
by hit, do you mean sort of tapped out of the way or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, she didn't break the camera, but she assaulted him. Is what she did. It's a legal term. And he kept rolling on it and kept and then he published the video. And so different people were upset by different things. Some people were upset by the fact that he was recording her in the first place.
I think everybody's pretty much upset about her age.
Some people were upset, right. They thought that she should be exempted from being recorded because she's old. Some people thought that it was okay to record her, but that there should have been more context put in the video. And some people thought that it was okay to record her, but the video shouldn't have been released at all. So, I mean, there was various different opinions about what to do. And some of these opinions were coming from people not just anonymous, trolls on the internet, but people that, Derek or myself would respect their opinion. But at some point, you've got to draw a line, don't you? I mean, if you firmly believe in what you're doing, even if the people that you like disagree with it, you shouldn't always just change what you do because somebody doesn't like it, right?
Well, I think that when there are issues of aggression and violence, that those areas are black and white. Theft is black and white. Murder is black and white. Lying is black and white. Stealing is black and white. There's a whole bunch beyond that, though, that we just kind of move around and bump against each other. And to me, that grace or that etiquette is what allows for the bumping without chafing.
Hold that thought. Let's go to Glenn. He's got a question, I think, about this in Danbury, Connecticut. Glenn, you're on with Michelle.
Hey, how you doing, Ian, Michelle, Mark?
Hey, Glenn, go ahead with your thoughts.
So I really liked how Michelle put the purpose of etiquette as to make other people feel comfortable. And so I guess my question is, how do you tell somebody if they have bad etiquette and they make you feel uncomfortable?
Hang on. We'll come back with that here in a moment. Good question. And Michelle will do her best to address it here. Coming up in hour number 3.
Michelle.
Our number is 855-453-1855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.